USA Today did the 10 best bargains in Major League Baseball. I'm going to give you the top five. Number five on the list, they had Madison Bumgarner, 6 years, $35.56 million.
That's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it?
When does that end?
I think he was signed in 2012. Man. So he's got two more years. Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs, 7 years, $42
million. Great bargain.
Yeah.
When are you going to say Jose Altuve's name?
We'll get there.
Okay, has to.
Number three, Paul Goldschmidt, Arizona, 5 years, $32 million. That guy might be the best player that nobody knows about because his team sucks.
Yeah.
And that's a guy I would love to have on my team, especially at that number.
Him or Freddie Freeman.
Well, Freeman was
both of them. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Number two, Chris Sale.
Yeah.
5 years, 32.5. And number one, and this it just amazes me, Jose Altuve, 4 years, $12.5 million.
$12.5 million.
He's making $4.5 million this year.
That's absurd.
And so we'll get a raise next season, so we'll have a team option. We'll take him to $6 million. And then 6.5 in 2019. By far the best bargain in all of baseball. That's just amazing.
I mean, okay, so 4 years, how many million?
Well, it says 12.5, but that doesn't add. He's still got at least 16 left on it.
Okay.
So that's not right.
But what it boils down to is Carlos Beltran will make more this year than Jose Altuve will make over the course of his four-year contract.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
That's unbelievable.
The other top 10.
The list. Let me just give you a handful of guys. And there's 11 guys on the team making more money than Jose Altuve this year. I'll just give you a few of them. Nori Aoki is making more than Jose Altuve. Charles Morton is making more than Jose Altuve. Yuli Gurriel is making more.
I like to call him Yuli.
That's what I just called him. Josh Reddick is making more.
Boo.
Tony Sipp is making more.
Tony Sipp is making
more money than Jose Altuve this year. Evan Gattis. Luke Gregerson is making more money this year than Jose Altuve. It's a damn shame.
You know what I might do if I were the Astros? Is it just me? If I were Jim Crane for a day? Well, first, because I'm rich, I would totally pull a bunch of young hot chicks. But then I would go and say, hey, Jose, you know what we'd like to do? We'd like to give you a five-year extension. We'd like to bump that to say, 12 or 13 million this year.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like good business, but I think long-term, if you want to keep him around, it is good business. Jose Altuve, people don't realize this day and age, he's a $20 million a year player.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what he's worth.
I say, if you'll agree to two more years, I'll take you to 13 right now, and then we'll go 13, 15, 17, 19.
And then
19.
We'll renegotiate after that. Yeah. But that's what I would do, too. And, you know, he's not the only one I'd be talking to about things like that. You know, Lance McCullers is another one. And some of these guys are pre-arbitration.
Dallas
Keuchel's a pretty good bargain.
He's a bargain.
He's like a $9 million a year guy.
Yeah. For the production you get out of him, that's 18 or 20 million.
And man, sometimes arbitration, that can be an ugly process. And if you remember last year when the Yankees went to arbitration with Dellin Betances, who was their setup man last year. And then after they traded Chapman and Andrew Miller, he became the closer. So this offseason when he went to arbitration with them, he was asking for $5 million. He ended up getting $3 million. And for some reason, the president of the Yankees, who I have no idea why he did this, came out and said, we're really happy that, you know, we think this is a fair deal for us because $5 million a year is what you would pay an elite closer, and Betances just isn't worth that money. Meanwhile, they just paid Chapman $12.5 million a year. And I mean, that makes you sound like you're burning. If you can get an elite closer for five, why are you paying $12.5 million for this guy?
It makes no sense.
And now they're in a situation where Chapman's on the DL, Betances has to close. And do you think there's any chance that Betances re-signs with them? And he's a valuable guy to them. It's just stupid. And you can make relationships crumble in these arbitration years if you don't handle them properly.